L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Welcome, everybody, to more of this good stuff, right?
Yeah.
Within the hour, Dippity-Doo released, as they put it here, the long-awaited details of his tax refund plan, and it is to send $400 to everybody that has a car. Maximum two cars.
Oh, so he's not going to send it to vagrants and drug addicts?
It does not appear to be an equity thing, no. And that's already a problem for many in the legislature and the El Segundo Times, whose editorial board demanded this money not go to California's wealthy.
It's a gas tax rebate. So you give it to the people who bought gas.
That's been expanded. Very tricky wording they're using in these articles. It's not a gas tax rebate. It's a high cost of living rebate. We're all suffering from inflation and rising gas prices in many ways. Is now it's being reframed.
Well, then I want a gas tax rebate on top of it.
Oh, that's a good point.
Okay. I want specifically a rebate.
Yeah, you should get a rebate for the high cost of hamburgers the last couple
of years. That's right.
That's
okay.
True.
I should get
rebate. You still consume as many, right?
That's right. I want a rebate for
you
the high cost.
You have not cut back on hamburger purchase? No.
Well, I have to eat.
I know, but some people. We're not compromise or substitute.
Substitute what? A hamburger's a hamburger. You can't
substitute. You like pasta. Pasta's cheaper. Just to put a whole wad of spaghetti in your face.
No, I eat what I like.
You used to dive into that big bowl of, what was it, carbonara? With all the bacon in it?
Oh, yeah, I have a lot of that still.
With all that really thick kind of sauce on it.
Creamy sauce. Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
No, I remember you used to dive your head in there.
Constantly on a search for Italian restaurants with carbonara.
Oh, they're not? I thought it was everywhere.
It's not in every Italian restaurant, and some of them don't make it right. But there's a certain sweet spot where it's not too creamy, not too dry.
Yeah, there was a Beverly Hills restaurant that did it right, because you used to really be excited when we used to go there maybe for business lunches, and you were excited to put your face into a pile of carbonara. I don't remember the name of it either, but I just remember that was your thing.
Yeah, everybody seems to not understand. I eat what I like.
What about mushroom risotto at a nice Italian restaurant, vegan style? Mushrooms are cheap, and so is rice.
Right. No bolognese.
No bolognese.
I have a little bit of money. I don't have to buy mushroom risotto.
Oh, God.
Some of us that don't have your kind of money, we like rice and mushrooms.
No, you eat mushroom risotto because you're out of your mind.
No.
It's nothing to do with it's not like you're short of money either.
There is an equity aspect to this plan, though. What about people that don't have cars and rely on public transportation? His plan would include $750 million in grants for free or substantially reduced bus fare.
Oh, they didn't pay the gas tax.
But the bus did, I guess. Right? So it might be included in the cost of riding the bus.
Is I don't know. They got all kinds of green energy buses going around.
They do? They have a lot of electric buses? Or are you talking about the natural gas ones?
Besides, they don't even charge people half the time to get on the bus, right?
They didn't during the pandemic, but they brought back the fares a few months ago.
Well, and how much is it to ride a bus?
Oh, I don't know.
Like $1, $2?
I don't know.
And if you get on, it's not like they throw you off, right? In fact, and you could defecate for free. Is that the new perk?
That's the new perk.
Yeah.
Exactly.
$1.75. Oh, we're giving them $1.75. We're giving... It's $1.75 for a day for a 50-day pass.
Is that the you're buying a 50-day pass?
I see. One way. All right, one way $1.75.
$1.75.
Okay,
that's not bad. You can go many miles on a city bus, I would assume, right?
Yeah,
if you'd want to ride with the homeless and the criminals. However, this is going to set them up with a battle because the legislative leaders. Oh no, they're more about equity. And they definitely want to exclude the wealthier earners.
Exclude?
Exclude, yeah.
Well,
there's no way they're giving money to anybody that they think makes too much money.
What a bunch of jerks. Says who? They're in charge of
Tony
how much
Atkins
money we're supposed
and
to
Anthony
make?
Rendon.
Yeah, well,
these are the Senate President and Assembly Speaker.
They're communists.
Yes.
That's flat-out communism. They want to even out the amount of money in a tax rebate?
Yeah,
when the wealthy pay most of the taxes?
$200 for each taxpayer and dependent, but they exclude the wealthiest 10% of earners. That's their plan.
Well,
whereas Newsom just wants to give a flat $400 to everybody with a car, registered car.
I think the top 10% probably pay more than half the income taxes in this state.
Yeah.
I'll look that up, but I'm pretty sure it's some monstrous
amount. Oh, look, they're
going to
send a debit card that you can use, just like the people who stole all the unemployment
money. Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, so they're not putting checks in the mail to be stolen, I guess.
Do you have to apply for this, or is it automatically going to send it?
I think if you have a registered car, it's going to come to you. So wherever the DMV keeps its registered vehicle info, they're going to use that database and just send out a $400 debit card to you.
So it is, so it is based on you driving.
Oh, it is. That's okay. Newsom's plan, yes.
So it is a gas tax.
Yes.
And now they're trying to obscure that it's a gas tax rebate.
The Democrats want to make it more.
Oh,
they want to make it just about the cost of living.
I hate them. I'm so sick of their garbage. Just make it easy. You pay a tax, you get a rebate for that tax. Who are you? Who are you bossing?
You are right. That's what started all this was the rising price of gas.
That's what it was. And the gas tax is way too high. We're $1.60 higher for a gallon than any other state. Just stop this nonsense. I don't want to hear their rationale. I don't want to argue with them anymore. I don't want to hear them speak. I don't want to hear them breathe. Shut up.
The Times paragraph. The decision to exclude Californians who don't own a car from receiving payments raises questions about equity.
No, it doesn't.
Some families could still save hundreds of dollars on public transit costs. The proposal could disproportionately benefit those with the financial means to own a car or multiple cars.
That's virtually everybody. Hold on. Now. Oh, I want to find. Hold on a second. The percentage of people who own cars in California.
I know there's 20-something million registered cars, something like that. Is it 20? Something in the 20 millions, I think, is the number of car registrations. So we got 40 million people.
Yeah, I know, but that you have to look at households.
Right, sometimes a family, right. Sometimes a family of five may have just one car or two cars, and yeah, you're right. So, and while some families cannot afford to own a car, rising gas prices are driving up transportation costs for other goods, which is simply passed along to consumers. Rendon has been adamant he would not support any plan to provide refunds to the ultra-rich. The ultra-rich is now the description.
And what's his, who puts him in charge of how much money people can make? I'm just so sick of this. It's not their business.
No, he's not, but he's in charge of how much they're going to pay out. That's the sad
truth. But he's got to bug up his ass because people make money and he's a loser politician. What kind of anger and resentment do these losers have that people do well? And he's working in Sacramento with a bunch of gas bag politicians. What does he hate his life? He wishes he was somebody else. He wishes he was a multimillionaire with a successful business and instead he's stuck being a low-rent politician? It's got to be personal stuff like that.
Oh, remember Newsom's idea months ago about pausing the gas tax increase that comes in July 1st? Remember that? You know how much that saves the average driver? $15. We knew that was pathetic, but I just hadn't seen an estimate in print before.
Pause the gas tax how long?
The gas tax increase.
Oh, the gas
remember?
Tax.
That was his original idea. Just the increase, which is something percentage of a cent.
Right, exactly. It was less than a cent.
That's why it's only going to save you $15.
Oh, he's a
it was
joke.
Sad.
He's an absolute joke.
Right, but that's a deceptive politician because you throw that out there and people are like, oh, he's going to spare us the gas tax increase. All right, and then you realize
Everything they say is a lie or some kind of distortion or some kind of misleading bit of nonsense. Almost everything. And it's why we have to just savage them, like line by line, word by word. They're a bunch of just pathetic phonies sitting here obsessed with all kinds of nonsense. You pay the tax, you get a rebate. The taxes are excessive. Absolutely, unbelievably excessive.
And something I hadn't picked out, one of the Republicans has already sent out an email responding to Newsom's rebate proposal. You're not going to get the money till July. He writes, July? Seriously? I mean,
they can start this now.
Yeah, why do they? Because it's the new budget year, I guess. He wants to wait for the...
There's no excuse. They have more money pouring in. They have rivers and rivers of money pouring in.
Yeah.
You know, it's just every bit of it's garbage.
All right, we got more to come.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Shampoo, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, well, you know what I just got done watching an hour ago was the debate from last night. I recorded it because I didn't want to sit there from 6 to 7:30 p.m. watching these people prattle on it. Plus, I wanted to use the FF, the fast forward, because I knew some of the questions and some of the responses. And I have to say it, the chance where they got to talk about the person in their life that was very influential in how they have where they are today. I right through that. That's a softball. I don't need a softball. The good thing is they really didn't allow anybody to filibuster because they really had that clock going and that ding, 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 ding,
yes,
ding.
I wanted to say that was a well-run debate because
that perspective, they did a good job.
It moved fast.
Nobody really got to prattle on. And if you prattled, they kept dinging.
Yeah. Yeah, the bell kept going ding, ding, ding. No, I mean, it moved fast, and it made it more entertaining. Everybody talked faster, I noticed, right from the beginning. It seems
like because they knew time is fast.
Everybody's cadence speeded up quite a bit.
Now, they made a rule which made things probably a little unique. And the rule was if you get picked on, you get a chance to respond if you are, quote, attacked. One of the El Segundo Times, I think it's one of their TV reviewers, Mary McNamara, thought this was of a big advantage to Caruso because most of the time they were taking digs at him, which gave him a chance to step in and respond. And he did pretty well coming back.
He was ready. I mean, you could see
he was ready, although I like the way at the beginning he said immediately, I don't have any notes up here. Everybody else has notes. I didn't know we could bring notes.
Yeah.
He did okay without notes, but, you know, he's been a public speaker, too, as a businessman, and he was on the L.A. Police Commission, so this isn't that new.
Yeah, that's also a good psychological tactic. Reagan used to do that too. It's like, well, you know, I don't know if I'm really fully prepared here, but I'll do the best I can, right? Kind of lowers expectations, and then you see him give off snappy, quick answers and quick comebacks, and you lull your opponent by doing that.
The one thing I knew, 5 minutes in, maybe not even, two people, the trap door should have opened.
Oh,
they should be plunked off the stage. Can you guess the two?
Mike Fuhrer.
Correct.
And Kevin DeLeon.
Those are the two windbags that had to go.
Oh, my
they
God.
Have nothing
okay.
to offer. They have no past that's of any relevance to anybody. They are just hacks. And there should have been a dumpster right below the stage to just take them right in.
Yeah.
We don't even need the Ukrainian mob. Just drop them in.
Fuhrer.
Because they're awful.
Is a sniveling weasel.
Yeah, he is. He's kind of a light-speaking, kind of gingerly, is my approach.
Whining, sniveling. Irritating. I gauged this by how many times I shouted at the television. And I'll tell you one moment when they asked about, you know, if COVID comes back, what would you do? And he said, I would consult with the healthcare experts. And I made some kind of like baboon sound at the TV. I don't know what I did. I just made a howling sound. I was so offended. And my wife came running in. She goes, what's the matter? What's the matter? I go, no, it's Mike Fuhrer. Oh, I thought you were having a heart attack or something. Because I was wailing like a wounded animal at him. I was so furious at his insipid responses. And then Kevin DeLeon is just a snarky little punk who hasn't. Oh, and he's such a liar, too. Did you catch? He was caught lying. Caruso said to DeLeon, you're on the record as being firmly on with the defund the police movement. And DeLeon said, oh, there's no such thing. I am
That's
not.
That's right. Let me be unequivocal. Let me be clear on this right now.
And right at the end, Alex Michelson from Fox 11 got him and said, well, you know, we're just going through a transcript here. I'm paraphrasing. Transcript here of an interview you did on KPCC, in 2020, where you – and he read the quote, and it was clear – it was clear that DeLeon was on the defund the police bandwagon. And DeLeon kind of like smirked and he looked away. He was caught. He was caught lying on live television. It was a great moment.
All right. We got lots of audio to play. We're going to start with one clip before we play a couple more. We come back after the news break. And this one, I think, kind of sums it up. It's why I'm picking it first. Caruso does what he should do. It's kind of out of the playbook. He's the only one on stage that's not a lifetime political hack. Now, he was on the LA Police Commission, but that's an appointment. It's a little bit different. But he takes the opportunity to say, as Trump did when he was running for president, that, you know, I'm a businessman, take a logical approach to these problems, try to solve them. The rest of these people, lifetime of hackedness. So they all got worked up. You can hear them all screaming to respond, but the one we picked out here to play is the ultimate longtime hack. This is the Congresswoman Karen Bass. So here's how it went.
There's a great difference here. This is obviously a 3-1 or something now. There's a great difference here. There's 63 years of career politicians on this stage, a lot of great ideas, none of which were implemented before they ran for office. So there's a lot of empty promises.
Oh.
Versus what we have today, rising crime, more homeless on the streets, and we've got more corruption in City Hall. It's got to be. Those are the issues. And the question is, who can tackle those issues and change the city?
We all have to respond. No. You can't have it that way. No. You can't
Quickly, to
each of you. Go ahead.
You know, Rick, you're my friend.
We are friends.
You know, stop denigrating quote-unquote career politicians, people who have devoted their life to public service.
Oh, their life
Any
to public service.
Any of us become mayor, you have to work with the city council. You, in your companies, you know, I imagine, I'm not sure, maybe you have a board of directors, maybe they're shareholders, I don't know. But in a democracy, you have everybody is elected in their own right. And so the point is to bring our city together.
Yeah,
some people have dedicated their entire life to...
Stop a second. His point is, the place is a disaster. You people have been running it for a long time. Just look around.
Oh, and DeLeon and Bass have moved from office to office, just lifetime political glamons.
I know they're on a carousel.
Yeah.
And they get off in a different office every time. Mike Fuhrer,
and you're
the same
paid
thing.
Handily to be on the Los Angeles City Council. There's no poverty there. So let's get off of that.
And by the way, it doesn't...
You're not dedicating yourself.
I hate the phrase dedicated.
And Congresswoman Bass is paid pretty handsomely.
Yeah.
So.
Dedicated public servant? Doesn't matter. You stink at your job. These people who've been running LA government for the last 20 years are bad at what they do. I don't care how dedicated they tell themselves that they are. It doesn't matter. You're a dedicated failure is what you are. Look in the streets. Nobody's happy. And believe me, everybody thinks you're a bunch of failures because you are a bunch of failures. We're living with your failure every day. Every day we wake up and we see your failure.
That's why Caruso's the clear choice. The other four have been in government for quite some time now, and they're part of the problem. And more than ever, that's relevant to what's happened to crumbling Los Angeles. All right. When we come back, the other one who responded next to this is the one that doesn't know the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes.
Kevin Leone.
And get that ready, okay? Because if people aren't familiar, this is the genius that is running.
Where do you hear this ego bag respond to Rick Caruso's claim that these are just lifetime government hacks? More coming up.
He made me scream at the TV, too, a lot. John and Ken, KFI.
Madam President, today is Tuesday and time for the flag salute. Mr. De Leon, can you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance this morning?
Thank you very much, Madam President. It'd be an honor. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Indivisible, pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next mayor of the city of Los Angeles.
There's a lot of IQ points there.
Kevin De Leon. And the day is fake. His real name is Kevin Leon.
Leon.
He's another fraud like Tony Villar.
Yep, he's now a Los Angeles City Councilman, spent a lot of time in Sacramento. Believe it or not, that was the state Senate president.
Yeah, I know.
That's what's really frightening.
That was during the dark
years.
Now
he wants to be mayor? Good Lord.
Yeah,
open the trap door and put him right in the dumpster.
Boy, he was so obnoxious.
I think he's an obnoxious person.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of his nature.
Yeah. He's
And get this, and you're going to hear part of that in this clip. He believes his biggest accomplishments in this near lifetime of politics is climate change legislation and a sanctuary state. Now, how does that sit with most voters? Do you really give a crap about either one of those enough that you would praise this man?
Yeah. And the sanctuary state, we just talked earlier this week. His law gave sanctuary to this guy up in Sacramento who should have been deported. But De Leon's law kept him from being deported with ICE. And he went on to murder his three children.
Killed his three daughters in a church along with their chaperone.
Yeah. So
nice.
You know, if De Leon wants to puff his chest, beat his chest, and take credit for the Sanctuary City law, then he gets the credit for those murders as well.
So here's the context from another piece of audio from last night's mayor's debate between the five leading candidates. It was Rick Caruso talking about how his rivals had 63 years of political experience and L.A.'s a mess. Homelessness, crime, he thinks so, and corruption were the big topics. So first, Karen Bass responded by saying, I have a lifetime of service. But now, John's right, De Leon just gets outright obnoxious. Here we go.
Listen, I would say, with all due respect, Rick, you know, you and I are two very different individuals, and I have a body of work that you can only dream of having. Okay. I made That's California the largest economy on planet Earth to legally commit itself to clean and renewable energy. I made California a sanctuary state, was sued all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And during the last 2 years of the global pandemic, you were concerned with your rents at your mall and $14,000 nights at your hotel, while I was out there knocking doors, giving vaccinations and PPE equipment and hot meals to everyday Angelina.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
What a jerk.
I was out there giving hot meals to
Angelinos. You were giving hot meals. I got a hot meal for you.
He's Garcetti, though, without sort of the flair. I mean, as much as I hate Garcetti,
without the class,
his preening way of speaking. Yeah, without the class. Right,
exactly. De Leon, this was another John and Ken chapter. Eric Leonard, years ago, covered De Leon when he wanted to announce the global warming bill that he got passed through the state Senate. And he came down here to Los Angeles to have an outdoor press conference, and it was really hot. And he gave a speech, and the whole ceremony went on for a couple of hours. And he was hot and sweaty. And what Eric did is he hung back where De Leon had parked, noted the oversized SUV that De Leon and his driver had. And Eric chronicled and recorded that SUV ran for 3 hours. He had the motor running for 3 hours while he was standing in the hot sun, bloviating about this great global warming bill that he got passed. Because he wanted the air conditioning to be going full blast whenever he was done with his speech. 3 hours that SUV ran. And Eric ended up putting it in the news. And if I remember correctly, they tried lying about it to deny it. But you couldn't. Because he took video of it. And so that's what De Leon is about. He's a liar. He lied yesterday when he said he was not part of Defund the Police. Yes, he was. He was on the radio making it clear that he wanted to defund the police. So he's about as dishonest as you're going to find.
They spent nearly the first half hour of this 90-minute debate on homelessness, which they should. I think it's one of the top issues for just about anybody. By the way, I wonder if this got any ratings. I have to look that up because that'll give you an idea as to how few people vote, if anybody even watched it. Because if you care enough to vote in the L.A. mayor's race, you might want to watch the Five Stooges up there talking, wouldn't you? You'd think. But anyway.
Yeah, I maintain I don't want stupid, uninterested people to vote.
That's true. But unfortunately, in past elections, it's been a pathetic turnout. And look what we got. Villar, Garcetti. So that's what I'm concerned about. That maybe people who actually have something at stake might finally wake up and vote and make a change in the longtime hacks that are elected. But they talk about homelessness, and I have to give Joe Buscaino some credit. He's standing there on the end, and he's not doing too well in the polls. He's a former LAPD officer and current LA City councilman. They went on and on about the housing I'm going to build and all I'm going to do to get people into. And he finally looked up and he said, you know, we're spending too much time on housing. Homelessness has a mental illness and drug addiction problem that we just have to talk more about. He's absolutely right. From the El Segundo Times down to the activists, everything's been about housing. And we got into this bind with this dopey city councilman, Mike Bonin, who again, and they did attack it last night, is a reason some of this housing is costing $800,000 a unit.
Okay.
Because they want it to be perfect.
Well,
they want it to have all the included services. They want it to be top of the line. So these people are permanently enabled to have housing.
I think it's just pure corruption. No way you're building homes for $800,000 for a homeless person unless it's corruption. I think Los Angeles, the city government, is deeply corrupt.
Well, I think if you want a nice place in today's L.A., that's what it does cost. But they shouldn't be doing that.
But why are they trying to get a nice place?
They should get something just to get on their feet. They do not deserve an $800,000 apartment. We don't do that.
I just look at this through a different prism. I'm not saying you're wrong, but what I'm saying is I think they don't care about the homeless. What they do know is they have a huge pot of money to spend. And they can reward their politically connected contractors with an $800,000 contract rather than, you know, $100,000 deal. It's like let's get the big guys to build the good stuff.
Yeah, well, clearly there's been a lot of developer corruption, although it involved more high-end housing, from what I understand, the one that ensnared Garcetti's aides and other people that have worked in his office.
Yeah, but builders can build anything. They can build high-end, they can build low-end. Building is building. It just depends what kind
of materials. Oh, but I'd love to see a corruption case over some of the homeless housing.
There's got
to
be. At $837,000 for a homeless guy? Holy crap. It's like high-speed rail. It's like all this. These are just grand scams is what they are. With tax money, because there is no single person tracking the tax money. There's nobody responsible for spending it. I told you, they ran this on Channel 11 over the weekend. 2013, we had 23,000 homeless. We were spending $10 million a year. Now we have 44,000 homeless, and we're spending $1 billion a year. We increase spending per year 100-fold. Whatever we spent in 2013, multiply that by 100, and we ended up with double the population. That, to me, just screams corruption. Clearly they weren't interested in getting people off the street, because with 100 times more money, they would have gotten them off the street. Everybody would be gone by now, and they're not.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Champeau, KFI. AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, the voice line is day after tomorrow. Now, a reminder that you can use the iHeartRadio app to leave a moist line message. Or a moist app message. There's a talkback button. Moist app?
Ew.
You don't like that? That doesn't sound good?
No.
App moist?
A moist applicator.
KFI in the iHeartRadio app, Johnny Ken, and then you'll see a little microphone icon. You can hit that to leave the message for us. And it could be played Friday, or just leave a voicemail, 1-877-MOIST-86.
In case it takes too long to figure it out, you can just dial the phone number.
Yeah, but I think once you figure it out, it'll be very easy to use anytime you have something to say. So
are we
kind of works both ways.
Are we dealing with a big increase in submissions Yeah. A little more. All right.
It'll grow every day. Right. That way, you know, you have to bother with a phone, although usually the app's on the phone, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, not that much of a burden.
You have to wait for the phone to ring and for us to answer and go, hey, we're so glad you come to us. Beep. And then it's full. What if it's full? Like, what if the voicemail is full? I'm just thinking. All right. We're going to play a piece of audio right after the news after 3 o'clock, which apparently is getting quite the buzz today. We haven't paid a lot of attention to the confirmation hearings of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, but today was quite a winner. A Republican U.S. senator wanted Judge Jackson to define what a woman is. We're not kidding you.
And
that was kind of the question.
She did.
Actually, she actually said, can you provide a definition for the word woman? W-O-M-A-N. Right, not W-O-M-Y-N.
We hit peak woke today.
And this all is dealing with the situation we're having with that swimmer that was a man, is now a woman, is winning all these races. I think you put it best yesterday with that poll. It's just too out of proportion.
I know.
I almost hate talking about this stuff because it's way out of proportion.
It's the transgenders are 0.5% of the population. The public thinks it's 20% of the population because all the incessant coverage. And it's a weird obsession. And that's why, you know what? So much media time is spent on this stuff. And next thing you know, we're on the edge of a war. We're paying $6 gas. And everyone's wondering, well, how did we get here? How'd this happen? We got here because no one's paying attention to the stuff that matters. If I hear one more transgender debate, I'm taking hostages.
So that'll come up after the news at 3 o'clock. The New York Times had a story over the weekend about a growing demand for the venom of a Sonoran desert toad. You may say, what? The venom.
What?
Apparently, it's an hallucinogenic that really works for people to cure their depression and anxiety. And now there's a debate within this. Obviously, well, here's what happens. When the toad is threatened, it excretes toxins strong enough to actually kill a full-grown dog. A substance in the toxins, labeled 5-MeO-DMT, can be dried into crystals and smoked in a pipe. It was back in the 80s when some kind of hippie guy discovered this. At least he's getting credit. And that's where it kind of originated, because he tried it. He just did it, maybe coincidentally. And he got an intense experience. The intense experience lasts about 15 to 30 minutes. Other psych substances can involve hours of hallucinating and vomiting. So it's considered to be
fun.
A better way to get the hallucinogenic high. But the debate within the debate is, should you actually use the toads, or are there synthetic substitutes that would be just as good? Because the toad population is dropping off. I don't think it kills them when you do this, but because they have to be captured and harvested...
Are people bothering toads?
Sounds like it.
Just to get a stupid high?
They claim it's life-changing experience.
There's a place
in East Texas where people pay anywhere from $250 for a ceremony to $8,500 for a gilded beachfront setting in Mexico to consume the toxin.
Can I shoot my hype-puncturing dart? What does changing your life-changing mean? How is your life changed by having a hallucination? Because the hallucination ends, and then you have your life back.
Mike Tyson raves about it.
Yeah, I think they believe that it has more lasting effects than just the Mike Tyson. Thanks. Thanks, Eric. A Mike Tyson testimony. There's a company that does this. Universal Shamans of the New Tomorrow.
Oh, jeez. This stuff never goes away, does it?
Wear a shirt, says Brooke Tarrer, the founder, and this is our sacred medicine. Oh, I know, this is really nutty.
Oh, this is New Age nonsense.
We would never go with this.
It's like running around waving sage.
Yeah, sage is not bothering toads.
No, it's not.
But for some reason, hallucinogens are, because they want to legalize the mushrooms. Did you see that? It's probably going to be on the ballot in November here in California.
Great. You were going to have
hallucinogenic mushrooms.
So we're going to have more people in the streets. Zombied out.
Yes.
Vomiting.
You can see from all the drug use, because this is a popular escape for a dying country.
You said the upside of this is that you don't vomit?
Chelsea Handler and Joe Rogan have smoked the substance.
Well, that's in the Mike Tyson category. Wow, what a seal of approval.
However, we do have some instances where people get sick, and a photographer in Spain did die in 2020 after smoking.
Well, good. What do you think?
To have paramedics on standby to help people.
Oh, well, isn't that fun? That's a fun high. Have a paramedic to rescue you in case you die.
So we're going to collect some toads and bring them in and milk them.
Yeah, I want to smoke a toad.
A person strokes the amphibian under the chin to initiate the defensive response.
You have to roll up the toad?
The toad releases the milky substance, which can be scraped, dried, and smoked.
What is this? Like some kind of toad ejaculation?
Yes, it's kind of what I thought, too, when I saw the milky substance.
Yeah.
All right. God. Coming up next, we'll play the clip. Supreme Court nominee was asked today, seriously, to define the word woman.
Yeah.
Quite a response.
Yeah. John and Ken show. Deborah Mark has news. KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's #1 podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.